Hello, how is everyone doing today? This is Billy Tip, and welcome back to the second episode of Full Kit Wanker. I really appreciate you guys tuning back in. I'm really new to the podcasting game, and I'm really just trying to, perfect my craft and really work on it week by week. So let's give it a try. Let's just get right into it. On this week's episode, I'm going to talk to you guys about the Arsenal versus Southampton game, which was a 3-2 win in the Premier League. And then we're going to go to the 2-2 tie against Moscow with the Europa League clash in the quarterfinals, which ultimately determines if we were going to make the semifinal of Europa League. So without further ado, let's just really get into it. So the Arsenal game was 3-2 against Southampton, which honestly I was a little bummed about. It was not as convincing as I really wanted it to be, as it was against a team fighting at the bottom of the league in relegation. The thing to keep in mind is that these games are always really tricky. When you're a relegation team, and or you're battling for relegation rather, towards the end of the season, you have everything to lose. You're going to lose so much money if you drop from the Barclays Premier League to the Championship League below. So you're really fighting for survival, and you really want to do your best to stay into the league. And I can understand that. But at the end of the day, Arsenal is a top club not only in the league but in the world, and we really should just be having a convincing win, a nice 2-3-0 win. And I just kind of game in the park against a team like Southampton, and unfortunately that wasn't what happened. In the 17th minute, Cech kind of had a little bit of a blunder and a miscommunication with Mustafi. Mustafi did thought that Cech was going to come off his line for the cross, and then Cech thought that Mustafi was going to clear it. Because there was a miscommunication, no one ended up doing anything, and Shane Long ended up getting his first goal in what, like 20 games, with a nice little tap in the 17th minute to put them up 0-1. Super tough situation to be in, honestly, because we're fighting against a team now who has a lead, who needs this win in order to survive in the Premier League. Thankfully, Danny Welbeck kind of started to round into form, and he got a nice little, maybe honestly, assist of the season with this flick, the backheel flick over his head to Aubameyang, who just had a nice little first touch finish into the side netting of the goal. Aubameyang is really on form. He's been an unreal signing. He's the world-class striker that I've always said that we needed. He's got the pace. He's got the physical ability. He's, 6'2". He's a physical specimen. And on top of that, he's not just an athlete. He has a beautiful touch on the ball, and he has a really good finish about him. I'm really shocked that we signed him, and I'm really happy we did. It's his fifth goal in six games. So a really nice return on the investment. And all of a sudden, in the 20th minute, it's 1-1. Fast forward 10 minutes to the 38th minute. I mean, I never thought I would say this, but Danny Welbeck with an absolute stunner from the top of the box. Takes a nice touch to get the ball into his right side, plants his foot firmly, and just whips it into the back of the net. This was really not something I saw coming. Danny has had a couple decent games with his passing ability, and he's dribbling pretty well, but he hasn't looked really confident in front of goal, and he hasn't been finishing, at all. This was his first goal, I think, in forever. Granted, he's been battling injuries all season, but he really needed this goal, and it was the type of goal that you really want to see from your third striking option. He has Lacazette ahead of him. He has Aubameyang ahead of him. Arsene Wenger, our manager, kind of just gave him the start today and said, you know what, let's give you a runabout in the Premier League. You're usually kind of just playing Europa, but we're going to give you the Premier League odd start. And he really took it with full force, an absolute stunning finish. You'd love to see it from the third option, the confidence to just hit that, and hopefully more to come. Unfortunately, in the 72nd minute, it was meant to be that we would keep the lead. Charlie Austin had a beautiful first-time finish from a run that was unreal from Cedric. Cedric gets the ball just outside the box, beats Monreal, then beats Ramsey, and just bullets, absolute bullets, a low cross into the 6-yard box. I mean, a striker's dream. You just got to get a nice little touch on it when the ball's hit that hard, and Charlie Austin hammers it into the back of the goal. 2-2, 72nd minute. I would have liked to have seen a little bit better from Monreal on the wing there, to kind of push out the defender outside, but he got the inside step on Monreal, and from then on in, Cedric, with his pace, just was able to deliver a really beautiful cross. So it's 2-2, 72nd minute. I'm thinking to myself, oh my God, are we really going to tie against Southampton, a relegation battling team? This is absolutely unheard of. We're better than this. But then you say, oh my, actually, are we better than this? We're Arsenal. This kind of makes sense to be always kind of flounder in a moment when we shouldn't. Thankfully, lightning struck twice, and Danny Welbeck was able to get his second goal of the season, with an absolute stunning header. He rifled the header down, the cross, was on the right side of the box from Iwobi. He cut the ball back to his left, which you don't see quite often, and he hit a beautiful chipped ball all the way across the box to Danny Welbeck, who rifled it towards the ground and into the bottom left side of the net. When you get two goals in a game, especially as your third option, and when it's Danny Welbeck, someone who has not been confident in front of goal, I think it really just shows the determination that Danny Welbeck has in his career, and it was really exemplified in this game. He always fights, whether he's missing chances, you know, he's always trying to get the next chance, and it's really nice to see him, you know, get two goals in the game. I really hope he can take this form, you know, towards the next game and the next game. And this was really huge. Gary Southgate was in attendance at this game. He was the England manager, and Danny Welbeck somehow is, you know, fighting for a spot in the England squad. They are really low on strikers, and, you know, getting two goals in a big game like this with clinical finishes, and not easy finishes, and an assist for that matter, are really huge. So I'm really excited for Danny Welbeck. So once again, 3-2 victory to the Arsenal. Not as convincing as I would have hoped for, you know, against a bottom team, but you really got to take it in context. You know, they're fighting for relegation. Southampton needs the win, and ultimately we were able to get the dub. So you can't complain too much, but it's towards the tail end of the season. I just want to build as much momentum as possible because the Europa League games are really what matters, because that's our way back into the Champions League. We're sixth in the Premier League. We have absolutely no chance of getting into, like, mathematically no chance of getting into the Champions League through the Premier League. So we need to win Europa in order to get back in the Champions League, which is the absolute premier European competition. All the best teams are in it. And so I'd really love to get back to it. So with that in mind, let's go to Europa. This is our golden ticket towards the Champions League. In a nice midweek clash against Moscow, we came in with a 4-1 aggregate from our last week's game with them. The winner on aggregate goes through to the semifinal. So I was really excited for this game. This is a really tough situation, I think, to go into, because when you come in with a 4-1 aggregate, I don't think you're as motivated as you need to be, because you kind of have the feeling that it's already in the bag. We already have the dub. They're not going to come back from a 4-1 aggregate. But this game was really nervy. In the 39th, we were absolutely controlling the game, but we were missing a lot of chances. And usually when that happens, when the other team gets a chance, it's just fate. It happens that they score and off the back burner, and that's exactly what happened. After dominating, you know, the first 39 minutes of the game, Cech has an absolute blunder. He parries out a header that I thought was not that hard of a save. And if you're going to parry it, my whole thing is you need to parry it to the side. You cannot parry it within the 6-yard box, because any striker is going to hit that into the net. And exactly what happened. Chalov had a beautiful tap in. Nice and easy breezy, lemon squeezy, right into the back of the net. And it was really unfortunate. All of a sudden, it's 1-0. They're winning, and it's 4-1 aggregate. Now, I wasn't feeling too worried. It's still 4-2. We have a two-goal buffer. But, you know, you never want to be on the wrong side of momentum. And so had it in the 50th minute. Nabikin had capitalized once again on a Czech blunder. Czech had a shot that was about, you know, 25 yards out. So when it's 25 yards out, you have all the time in the world, even though it was a bullet shot. He has so much time to really think what he wants to do. And you, once again, if you can't catch it, you just have to parry it wide. Cech is a world-class keeper, but for the second time in the game, he makes a mistake. Something that, you know, he hasn't done too much in his career, and he gives it right in the 6-yard box. And, you know, elite forwards are going to capitalize on those mistakes, and that's exactly what happened for the second time in the game. Nabikin touches it, gets a beautiful touch right into the bottom left corner, and all of a sudden it's 2-0 Moscow, and aggregate is 4-3. At this point, I'm not going to lie, I was sweating bricks. I could not believe that we were going to blow this game. You know, it's Moscow. They're a decent team. They're a little bit below elite, but, you know, we're a very elite squad. We're coming in with, you know, a 4-1 buffer. There's no reason that this game should be an issue. You know, if we get one goal, it's 5-1. They can't do anything. So be it. It's 4-2, and, you know, we really got to fight till the end, which I think is not something our coach wanted. I think he wanted to sub out our best players and kind of take, you know, have control of the game really early on. But, you know, 75th minute, and it's, you know, 2-0. Thankfully, though, Danny Welbeck took his form from the game prior, where he scored two goals and got an assist. And Elneny played a beautiful through ball from the top of the box. Danny Welbeck runs through on goal and just does a beautiful one-time, first-time finish into the bottom right corner. Beautiful curve on the shot. And once again, I think kind of coming back from the Southampton game, you love to see a striker on confidence. And a striker only gets confidence from scoring. Danny Welbeck was doing all the little things right. His passing was great. He was doing all the right looks. He had great footwork. He was taking players on one-on-one. But at the end of the day, the strikers really feed on goals. So when he scored 2 goals in the previous game, I think he really got the confidence in that. He was able to get the first-time finish in this game. All of a sudden, it's 2-1. We're losing this game. But on aggregate, you know, it's 5-3. And they have to score 3 goals now in order to win. And they're not going to score 3 more goals. They're not going to put, 5 goals behind us. They really just don't have that firepower. So at that point, I was feeling really good, 5-3 on aggregate. Danny Welbeck is amongst the goals. The squad's looking good. But at the end of the day, you don't really want to lose games, even though we're going to move on to the semifinal aggregate. You kind of just want to win as many games or tie as many games as possible, and that's exactly what happened. In the 90th minute, Elneny found that beautiful touch again, plays an unreal through ball from the 50, from just about the halfway line. Super high line by the defense. They were trying to attack us as much as possible, and we really caught the defense out. We played a beautiful through ball from our half. Ramsey made a long run all the way from our half to the top of the box. The goalie's rushing out. Beautiful chip to the top left corner. And honestly, I got to say it, it was cheeky. It was very cheeky finish. Ramsey could have passed it to his teammate to the right and Lacazette for a tap-in. He could have just hit it to the side of the goalie for a nice, simple finish. But anyone who knows Ramsey and knows my feelings on Ramsey is he always tries the hard finish, the hard pass, the hard, you know, skill move. And he's really, really on form right now. He absolutely chipped the keeper and made him look like a fool. So I was really excited to see that. We tied the game up 2-2 in the 90th minute. And I think that's just good for momentum. We were going to move on 5-3 anyway on aggregate. We happened to move on 6-3. And it's, you know, just good for morale. You don't want to lose games if you don't have to lose games. So really happy for that. And I'm really excited to be moving on to the next round of Europa League. As I said before, you know, this is our only chance of getting back to the Champions League. We need to win it. So going into the semifinal, I think we're going to be feeling really, really confident. So to end it, I want to just end it with the two segments that will be reoccurring. Gunner of the Week, which is kind of the MVP award, who's really, you know, exemplifying what it means to be a gunner, what it means to represent Arsenal. As Tony Adams once said, our famous captain, you know, if you play for the name on the front of the jersey, they'll always remember the name on the back. So if you play for Arsenal and not yourself, you will always be remembered. And I think that's always something that Arsenal players have tried to do to really exemplify, you know, the Gunner pride. And I think this week it was Danny Welbeck getting 3 goals in 2 games, really getting that confidence back, you know, making our squad look a lot stronger because our third striking option is looking like absolute world-class beater. You love to see that. So for that and for the confidence I think Danny Welbeck has gained, getting amongst the goals again, 3 goals, 2 games, he's definitely going to be my Gunner of the Week. And then kind of wrap it up, we're going to do Goal of the Week. This is just, you know, pretty plain and simple. Who had the nicest finish or who had the most important goal? And in terms of this game, I think it was, or this goal is both an absolute stunner, an absolute rocket of a goal, but also very important. We were down 1-0 to Southampton. Danny Welbeck takes a beautiful touch to the right side of his body and just hammers it into the back of the goal. I think that was really big turning moment for the game because we were losing, but I think it was a turning moment ultimately for what we ended up seeing in the rest of the week, which Danny ended up scoring 2 more goals. His confidence was back, and it was an absolute rifle. It was a stunner. You love to see your striker taking shots from outside the box. It just shows that they're determined and that they're confident. And once again, when your striker was low on confidence, for him to take that shot, I think it shows that inside he's confident, whether he's showing it or not. He has an inner confidence about him, and I really, really like to see that. So that's going to wrap it up for our Goal of the Week. Please tune in next week for our third episode of Full Kit Wanker, where I will be reviewing the Newcastle United versus Arsenal game and the Arsenal versus West Ham game. I really appreciate my fellow Gooners tuning in. You know, I'm really new to this, as I was saying. I'm kind of trying to work on my craft a little bit, but I hope episode by episode it gets better and better. So thank you guys so much, and I'll talk to you guys later. Bye. See you next week.